President Bush is hosting South Africa's President Thabo Mbeki at the White House today. The Bush administration sees South Africa as an anchor for its Africa policy and an important leader on the continent. But today's talks are focused on bilateral relations and expectations are low. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Thabo Mbeki hopes to use his U.S. trip to drum up more trade and get to know President Bush better. Analysts say he's likely to see eye to eye with the Bush administration on economic issues, but some fear the agenda is too narrow.
I think it will be a much smaller affair than it really should be.
Sally Booker is the executive director of Africa Action. He says South African President Mbeki should use this visit to reinforce his country's position as a leader on the continent, a leader in the fight against AIDS and the fight against poverty.
Instead, I think he's more focused on promoting simply a continuation of strong diplomatic ties, but really an emphasis on trying to attract the private sector to invest more in South Africa. And unfortunately, that's sort of been the one-note policy for many years now and hasn't succeeded.
Mbeki himself is facing some public relations nightmares at home and abroad. He caused an international uproar when he questioned whether HIV causes AIDS. Though his country has the highest number of people living with HIV/AIDS, Mbeki skipped this week's United Nations conference on the deadly disease. Mbeki has also faced criticism for being too soft on neighboring Zimbabwe and the violent seizures of white-owned farms there. Princeton Lyman, a former U.S. ambassador to South Africa, says Mbeki could use this trip to improve his image.
People got very concerned about how he handled the AIDS crisis. They also think he's becoming too touchy about criticism and lashing back at some of his critics. They're looking for a steadier hand from him, and I hope he demonstrates that on this visit.
Today's White House meeting also gives the Bush administration a chance to demonstrate it is committed to Africa and to the fight against AIDS. Activists were outraged when Andrew Natsios, the new director of the U.S. Agency for International Development, told Congress that many Africans couldn't administer AIDS drugs properly because they have no watches or concept of Western time. Critics also said the Bush administration's $200 million pledge to a U.N. Global AIDS Fund is too small. Secretary of State Colin Powell insists that pledge was just a start. Timothy Bork of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace says there is bipartisan support for more AIDS funding. He adds that must go hand in hand with other goals in Africa.
We don't want to be putting our resources into AIDS prevention and not be concerned about what kind of conditions those people are living under. And certainly we know that AIDS prevention is going to be more effective in economies that are stronger and better governed.
Bork is an optimist when it comes to the Bush administration's commitment to Africa. He points to Secretary of State Powell's recent trip there. President Bush is also hosting this week the presidents of Senegal, Ghana, and Mali, a symbolic act meant to show U.S. support for democratically elected leaders in Africa. And President Bush is hearing today about Mbeki's Millennium for Africa program, a still vague rescue plan to promote democracy and economic development on the continent. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.